You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. If the only music you know from South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone is from their Broadway hit The Book of Mormon, then you may be surprised there's a new production in the Valley entirely devoted to some of their other tunes. The show is called Equal Opportunity Offenders, music from South Park. It's being produced by Theater Artist Studio at their location near 48th Street and Cactus. And to talk about the production, I'm joined by Tony and Mary Robinson. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So, Tony, I'm going to start with you, I guess. How did this get started, this idea that South Park music, let's make a production out of that?
Actually, their music is brilliant. Mary and I were sitting around watching the show, and one day I said, if we do another show, we should do the music of South Park. And we laughed as if it wasn't something that could actually be done. And over the course of about a year, we actually put a show together, and Theater Artist Studios was a good place to host it.
Mary, we hear this, and yet the South Park music, I think people would say, is catchy. But it also has some, challenges when it comes to maybe themes or lyrics and that sort of thing. What did you think about that initially?
Well, I taught public school for a long time, and when I first started watching South Park, I couldn't do it. I couldn't accept these little kids saying these words. And through the years, I realized that it's just language, and there's a lot deeper themes. So when we started writing the show, we looked at the language and said, it's part of what they do, so we're not going to cut it. And we advertise that it's for mature audiences only, and we have it right in the title, we're going to offend you, and a lot of people really like it. They think it's fun to be offended in a way, and they go out laughing.
Well, Tony, let's think about, I'll go away from the lyrics and think more about just the music itself. What makes this brilliant songwriting? What makes it feel like what a person might hear in a more traditional musical?
It has a lot to do with the depth of what they do, but the accessibility of the songs themselves. Mm-hmm. The songs are actually very singable. They're very, they roll off the tongue. But when you get into the actual arrangements of the songs, you realize that they put little twists on what might be classic music theory themes. And that was actually a difficult part in terms of arranging the show, because it didn't feel like it was going to be that complex and that difficult, but it became complex and difficult to actually put it all together.
When it comes to doing theater like this, presumably you had to get some sort of permission, I imagine?
Well, our theater has a blanket agreement with BMI and ASCAP, okay. So that covers all of the songs. And the rest of it, there are words. We wrote the script for it, so it's our words telling about Trey and Matt, telling about kind of our perception of what they're trying to tell.
Has it been as much fun as you expected it to be?
Oh, yes.
Even more.
Even more after, a year of putting this together. I would write, he would edit, I would write, he would edit, he would write, I would edit, and we went back and forth. I think we're on script 10 right now. Opening night when it finished, I was so ecstatic because I thought, wow, we actually did it. And people liked it, and people came back the next day. So we're very happy with it and very pleased that we're getting a good response.
Any that you really enjoy more than any others, Tony? They're really showstoppers?
Well, they're, of course, the songs from the Book of Mormon are very accessible and very well received. But what was interesting to me was to see some of the sing-songy songs from the show itself that people reacted to that they never knew anything about. Even people who knew South Park, they may have seen the show and that song may have passed them by. But to see it in this context with the script that we've written to kind of put some description about how those types of songs and where they may have come from philosophically is very interesting. So there's some songs about the character Butters in the show that might seem very, very tame when you hear them, but the audiences have really, really reacted well to them.
And of course, Kyle's mom. Yes. I won't finish the title of that.
So you're talking about scripting things, but when you have as many songs, it's nearly 30 songs are in this, right?
Yes.
So how did you decide what order? Did they fit well together in terms of a theme? Did they fit together in terms of what they sounded like?
We decided the order in the last week and a half, as a matter of fact, because of our scripting process. It was very, very, that was our most worrisome aspect in terms of developing this, is the songs are so contextual into, because Matt and Trey write in a context of the show that they are producing and they're creating, and outside that context, we were very fearful that the songs would not have meaning. So we were able to develop a script that now we've realized, because of the response from the audience, we've realized that that script has actually been able to tie them together pretty well. But that didn't come together really until about a week and a half before we actually went on.
Our cast, I have to say thank you to our cast for sticking with us and not freaking out when we said, oh, sorry, we're moving your song again. They just rolled with it, and they're amazing.
Well, I think about the humor that comes across from the show. I mean, if it's the kind of humor you like, it's a funny show. Mm-hmm. How much of that humor is retained in your show, and how much of that comes with the performers? I mean, is there a desire to have them in some ways play it straight, or is there a desire to say, well, let's make this as funny as we possibly can based on how they're performing it?
Playing it straight, yes, because we specifically told them, do not portray the characters from the show, because that just can't be done. So a lot of the songs are played very straight to just show the mastery of the music, that it is quite a beautiful song, even though if you might have seen it in the South Park episode or on stage or in the movie, it might have had quite a different meaning. But we really wanted to show the mastery of their music, that they do have very beautiful songs that aren't offensive and are just great songs.
So it sounds like you really admire these two. And have you seen The Book of Mormon? I presume you have.
Oh,
we
yes.
have.
Oh, yeah.
We were fortunate enough to see it on Broadway.
First year, fifth row, we were there.
Okay. And it hit you, were you sort of aiming for the same sort of thing in putting your show together? In terms of, I mean, I know it's different, but in terms of how you wanted people to feel when they left the theater.
I think that's a good analogy in that the only difference I would say is that we've really tried to do an homage, if you will, to Trey and Matt. Where that wasn't part of the context of the Book of Mormon. Part of our scripting process was about talking about them, how they came about gaining their fame, and where that has led them in their lives. So that's the slight difference between the two of them. But yes, in terms of the offensive nature of the content, but understanding that there's a deeper story behind that offensive content.
The two of you are obviously very passionate about theater and have been involved in it for a long time. But I wonder, when does this illustrate to you, based on what you've done with this and based on the Book of Mormon and whatnot, does this say to you that theater can really be so many different things? Because I think for a long time people would sort of put musical theater in a box in a sense. And it seems like with your production of Equal Opportunity Offenders or Book of Mormon, it sounds like people are really trying to break through that wall.
Yes. Our studio does quite an array of types of shows. We were fortunate that we got to do this one at the studio. We do very heavy dramas. We do brand new shows from Broadway. And we have such a varied audience that we really need to look at them and say, you know, what is our varied audience going to like? And where can we reach out to new people to come? Theater is always to be reaching out to new people, new audiences, new arenas to gather them in, because theater is so universal. It really hits everyone differently.
And Tony, briefly, how important is it to take risks? And did you consider this a risk when you guys put it together?
We absolutely did. And as a matter of fact, we are thrilled that the board members at Theater Artist Studio, who we did have concerns about, have come back to us and told us how much that they really appreciate how the show has gone, how some members have come and said, we didn't know anything about South Park in the least before we saw this show, and now we're interested in going and watching the show to dig deeper into where this may have come from.
Tony and Mary Robinson are the creators behind the show Equal Opportunity Offenders, music from South Park. It's being produced by Theater Artist Studio at the location near 48th Street and Cactus. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.